Bet on Bears fans, another edition of the Chicago Bears podcast coming your way. Caleb Williams showed some really nice touch on today's practice, and Nate Davis not out there yet again. Is there a little bit of a competition? We're going to talk about all that and more on today's episode of the Chicago Bears podcast. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page, leave a 5-star review. Y'all know what to do. Appreciate you guys for tuning in and showing love as you always do. Let's start it off here, man. Let's talk about the guys not practicing and some of the concerns that we may see. Of course, we'll talk about Caleb Williams and maybe some of what we hope to see from him. Should he play in preseason or not? Let's start it off here, though. Not practicing today, Nate Davis, Kyler Gordon, Travis Homer, Ian Wheeler, Jacob Martin, and Nsimba Webster. The big question around the offensive line, of course, being Nate Davis and his availability with him not being there. Offensive line starters that you did get today, of course, the names that we normally see, Tevin Jenkins, Braxton Jones, Darnell Wright. But in place of the center and right guard, you had Coleman Shelton at center today with Ryan Bates at right guard in place of Nate Davis. And here's where, listen, this is really kind of the beginning of him not being out there. For the most part, he's been out there. Maybe this is legitimately him being banged up and different things like that. But I do have to wonder, especially with what we'd heard from Matt Eberflus Saturday, talking about, you know, availability and how important it is and how important it is to actually going out there and being able to build that continuity up that you're looking for. As much as he emphasized it in that press conference, I do wonder if there's some concern or if that was a direct shot to Nate Davis. Now, here's the thing at the end of the day. Nate Davis is on a serious money deal right now, $10 million. I guess post-June 1, you could save a little bit of money if you were to cut him this season. You basically save about $600,000. It's nothing, right? Do we have a concern that maybe you want to get him out of here sooner than later? I don't know if we're there yet. But according to Shane Waldron, there's no competition at right guard right now. He is slated to be the starting right guard if healthy. And that I do have a problem. Because the if healthy has been the conversation around Nate Davis since he's gotten here in Chicago. Is this just a practice thing? Heck, give him a vet day. Don't say it's an injury if it's not an injury, but the concern is, you know, that this is an injury, that this is something else that he's dealing with. This is something that has him banged up. And so for you to say there's no competition at right guard, while yes, Nate Davis may be the more talented, and while Nate Davis has been out there, Nate Davis has looked good at right guard. Dog, how long are we going to play this game? Because what I'm concerned with is that what you're seeing on your offensive line and some of the struggles that you're seeing take place is a direct correlation and a direct product of never having the same guys out there. I asked Shane Waldron about that as well, right? I was talking to him about, you know, with as much flux of as you've seen on the offensive line, with how much movement you've had on that offensive line, you know, do you feel like you're anywhere near having your starting five, having your five guys solidified? And he talked about, you know, how it's a good thing to have the competition and have the center competition and that you're still trying to work through all of that. But then to come out and say, you know, that there is no competition at right guard, that we feel like Nate Davis is the starter. How? You've got a rookie year quarterback coming in, trying to figure out his game. You've got continuously, right? The ups and downs that you're seeing as far as false start penalties and different things like that, that the offensive line is dealing with, the questions with the cadence, all of those that you keep seeing those things, and you don't believe at all that it's because you keep moving guys around in that spot. You don't believe at all that it's because your right guard is consistently a different dude every single practice. You don't think that that has anything to do with that. I have some questions on that. I have some questions on that. Now, am I talking, I'm not talking about moving on from Nate Davis, because I think that it would make it very tough that to move on from him this season, because you're not saving anything. At a minimum, if he's a guy who's out there at moments, he's a really good backup right guard. Does he create a little bit of a rift there? Maybe. But I don't think Nate Davis is a part of your long-term plans with how he's been in the short term on this team. So I don't think that the Bears are in a position to move on from Nate Davis at this point, especially when next season, if you move on from him, you say basically like, I think $10.7 million. So it's more beneficial for you to move on from him next season anyway. But as far as getting a solidified five names that you can put out there consistently and have those guys on the field ready to go, I think you have to ask some questions on, okay, is Nate Davis a part of this? At least in my mind, those questions need to be asked. And maybe we'll see the Chicago Bears go out there and ask those questions as practice continues and as we see practice go on. But with no Nate Davis out there today, like I said, the offensive line, a little bit up and down today, a little bit up and down, but we saw some really, really nice things from Caleb Williams. Caleb showed some really nice touch on a couple of passes that he was able to get through. I mean, there was one to Keenan Allen I thought was just a phenomenal touch pass. Floats it just outside of the hands of TJ Edwards. TJ Edwards tried to jump up. I literally, because we were inside today, so I literally thought it was an interception. I was like, TJ's right there. He's in the spot. And then it's just this float, and you just see it go right over TJ's head, and it lands in the arms of Keenan Allen. He toe taps. Jack Sanborn said he might not have got the toes in. He talked about that in his post practice presser. He said, I don't know if he got the toes in, but they gave it to him. They said touchdown. If we went to review, there might be some more questions. But, you know, those are the kind of things that get you excited about. And then it's not just the one and dones, right? Two plays later, and you want to talk about a young man who is throwing with anticipation. He's got Roma Dunze on the other side of the field, cutting out a little out route left, just throws it to the spot where it's supposed to be. Boom, let's get it in there. As you've got two DBs closing in on this ball, it gets into the hands of Roma Dunze for another touchdown. And this is big for a couple of reasons. One, you're seeing the anticipation from Caleb Williams. You're seeing him be able to go out there and now trust his wide receivers. You're seeing more of that on a more consistent basis. And I think that, right, with the Bears being an install, the fact that we're getting towards the end of install, those are the things that you do want to see from the young Caleb Williams. Those are the things that you do want to see Caleb be able to go out there and do more consistently. But it's also the fact that you're seeing him build this trust with his wide receivers that seems to be, I think you guys are going to be in your spots. And so I'm anticipating that you're going to be in your spots. I'm letting this go as if I know Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Roma Dunze is going to be where Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Roma Dunze are supposed to be. And seeing that from a young quarterback is leaps and bounds and improvement this season. I think that there's just more of a trust early on here. Now, you want to see that when you start to get into the games, but the anticipatory throws is something that he was praised for coming in. It's something that DJ Moore praised him for coming in. And it's something that, listen, at the end of the day, there's no way that you can't see it, even with the ups and downs that we're seeing on this offense, trying to figure things out, trying to find their place in it right now. And it's to me, looking offensively through the offensive lens of this team, it's one of the things that is going to allow them to get on track the quickest. Caleb trusting the system, trusting what he's seeing, trusting what Shane Waldron is putting out there, and being able to consistently go out there and say, okay, this is what it's supposed to be. Let me do my job and put the ball where it's supposed to get to. And I think that's the thing that you want to see from a young quarterback, just the belief that I can go out here and do my job, a belief that I can go out here and I can get something, I can make something happen that maybe it's just part of me. Maybe it doesn't have to all be me. It's just me trying to make this play to get it to this spot. And then I've got really good playmakers that can go out there and finish it off. So I think that that's something, seeing this from Caleb Williams this young, seeing this from Caleb Williams so quickly, it's something that I'm excited about. And seeing it early on, seeing the touch that he has and the awareness that he has in the pocket, those are the things that I do like that we're seeing from Caleb Williams. Now, I do want to know how you guys feel, man. Let me know in the comments below. I'll be down there talking with you guys as well. Do you feel like the anticipatory throws? Do you feel like those are things that the Bears should be able to hang their hats on as we get into the season? Like I said, I'll be talking to you guys down in the comments as well. I don't know if we'll see them in preseason week one, though. Preseason week one down in Canton, Hall of Fame game. Going to be a lot of Bears in the building. I'll be down there as well. So if you are down in Canton, we're trying to plan some things out down in Canton. So if you are down in Canton, stay tapped in with us. If you're a Bears fan down in Ohio, pull up on us, man. We're going to put some dates and different things out that we want to do throughout the city and have a good time with you guys down there as well. So tap in with us. But the biggest question around Caleb this week has been, have you heard anything about you playing? He says he hasn't heard anything about him playing. Should Caleb Williams be playing in preseason week one? And the thing that we heard from Caleb in his post-practice presser was that he wants to play. He wants to go out there and be a part of the Hall of Fame game. He wants to get those reps in. But here's what makes it tough. You're already talking about Nate Davis and his injury issues that he's dealing with. So he's not playing. You're already talking about being two running backs down as far as Travis Homer and Ian Wheeler. So you went out and signed Demetric Felton, who was out there today, was practicing today. So he's getting some work in early already. He's probably the guy that's going to be out there playing. Tevin Jenkins is an injury prone guy, right? Like, you've got your concerns on your offensive line, which means your number one offensive line isn't going to be out there. DJ Moore and Keenan Allen probably will not be playing in your first preseason game, which means you're getting run between Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze. If that's all you're getting, I don't know if you chance that. I don't know if you take that chance. I don't know if you put him, you definitely don't put him out there against the second unit or with the second unit offensive line that's out there trying to block a second unit defensive line with a bunch of guys who are saying, I want to make this team. Me, personally, I think it's beneficial for you to go out there and put your first team unit. Because at the end of the day, guys are football players. I'm sorry. I'm not saying play them for a half. I'm not saying, right, show them everything in the world. But guys are football players. And we're talking about being afraid to let them go out there and play football. If you don't think that Caleb Williams playing in the preseason is valuable to you starting the season off on the right foot offensively, I've got concerns. I've got questions. And I disagree. I think that's my biggest thing right now with where this Bears team has been at, is we continue to talk about it. It's almost coddling at this point where it's like, well, we don't want you to go out there and get hurt, so we're just not going to do it. That's how you started the season last season, off on the entirely wrong foot, and you're four games into the season going, how the heck do we get a win? I have no idea how the heck we're going to go out here and get a win. That's a problem. That is a problem. And so for me, I would like to see Caleb Williams be a part of that preseason week one game, but I just don't know if we end up seeing that be the case. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Do you feel like Caleb Williams should be a part of that preseason week one game? Do you feel like he's going to need those reps moving forward? Or are you like Flus, who seems to think, hey, at the end of the day, it's preseason. We're not tripping. Maybe we're not going to put him out there. I to me, it's a no-brainer. It's a no question. You need to have your first team offense. A offense that hasn't played on a field for real together yet. They've only done this in practice. You need to have them out there, in my opinion. Now, you get the extra week. Maybe you can use that to your advantage and just go out there and play three. But I would think with the extra week, you would want 3.5 weeks of work because you know nobody's playing in the final game. So, I don't know. Let me know, like I said, you guys' thoughts in the comments below. The one thing that we did see today that I thought was very interesting, I talked about it a little bit, right? Travis Homer having a very, very noticeable limp. So I don't know when he'll end up being back, if he'll end up getting back on the field in this preseason or not. They've said day-to-day, but we know how the Bears go with day-to-day. Day-to-day could be a one-week injury. Day-to-day could be a three-month injury. We'll see what that ends up playing out. I like the fact that they went out and signed Demetric Felton. Demetric Felton has been a guy who, I mean, basically practice squad guy last year with the Bengals, couple of season with the Browns, but he's been a preseason darling kind of over the last couple of years. And so I think he's somebody that you could keep an eye on, that you could feel, okay, this is a guy that's going to be able to make somewhat of an impact. This is a guy that you think, okay, he's going to go out there and show you something in preseason. And you want to get him into acclimated into your system because of what you went through last season, right? Last season, remember, you have Khalil Herbert go down with a little bit of injury, right? Roshan Johnson is basically your lone back out there. You have Travis Homer go down with a little bit of injury. Then you have Deontay Foreman go down with a little bit of injury as well. So what do? You bring in Darrington Evans, who was somebody who was a part of your team previously. Darrington Evans is able to come in, and he instantly hits. Having guys that know your system, having guys that know your calls are important. I like this signing of Demetric Felton, because a guy who just really hasn't gotten a shot at the NFL level, not to say that I think he's going to get a shot here with the Bears, but having a guy that knows your system, who can go out there, and if he's on the streets or if he's on the practice squad, you can call on him at a moment's notice and say, hey, we want you to come over here and be back a part of this if you have some injury. I like the fact that the Bears went with this, and they went with one of the names that we've heard about in the last couple of preseasons as one of those standout guys. I think this is a good move by the Chicago Bears to be able to go out and get this signing. I think it's not going to be much more than this for right now, but you never know what that's going to be for the future, and that's what makes this oh so very, very interesting to me. Let me know what your thoughts are on the Demetric Felton signing. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page. Getting to see him at practice already. I mean, he looks fast. Looks like he looks, you know, you don't see a ton of him because he's still behind on the depth chart. But seeing him out there, man, he looks like he's got some go. And he's, of course, going to be a special teamer as well, which he's done that in the past. So, you know, seeing him on both sides, we'll see what he's able to do. The final thing that my major takeaway from practice today, Montez Sweat is just an absolute monster. And I know we didn't really talk about this as much because we didn't have time with the interviews that we did on Friday with Jeff Joniak jumping in on Friday's episode or Saturday's episode with Jason McKee, and of course doing the interview with Kari Blasingame. But to me, when you see Montez Sweat out there, and we saw this again today, there was a bull rush on Darnell Wright. It was in the situational period where Caleb Williams dropping back, trying to find something in the situational period. Immediately the play is blown dead because Darnell Wright gets pushed back. And this time, Montez does not make contact, but I'm calling it a strip sack. I'm not going to lie to you. And I think that there is so much to look forward to with this Bears defensive line this season. Now, I'm not taking that away from today and saying this is exactly what this team is going to be, because no pads on makes it very different. We already have this conversation every time. Guys in t-shirts and shorts, it's not the same thing. But seeing them when they were in pads, seeing them when they've actually been in football gear or having a real football practice, as J-Mac likes to say, seeing how they have that much push, seeing how Jervon Dexter is able to blow through that line on both centers that you have here, seeing how dominant Jervon looks like he's going to take a step into this season being, and knowing the guy opposite running with him is Montez Sweat. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, I just feel like this defensive line is going to have so much more of an impact. And we've talked about this as well, but seeing how Eric Washington has really added to this, I talked about this with Jack Sanborn today. And, you know, Jack basically said that what Eric Washington is able to do out there with the defensive line, he's got them getting their hands up. You see how many times they've been able to bat balls at the line. You see how many times they've been able to really just like force the quarterback into some tough situations, knock the ball down, knock the ball out of his hands. They're always moving. They've always got their hands involved. They're always looking to make a play at the line. That's something that we just didn't see from this team last season. I know there's some questions as well on, you know, is the defensive line that good or is the offensive line that bad? I don't think that it's a situation of both. I think the defensive line is good because the defensive line is good. I think that you get that pressure up the middle. You've got Montez Sweat. DeMarcus Walker is going to be able to do some nice things. And everybody always sleeps on Andrew Billings. Andrew Billings is ridiculously good at his job. He's somebody who can help push the pile as well. But on the flip side of that, there's something that the defensive line has that the offensive line just doesn't, and that's consistency. And so I think, right, you're getting all of these changes come in. You get, right, Darnell Wright has been consistent. Tevin Jenkins has been consistent. Braxton Jones has been consistent. But the center and right guard position has been completely different. And I think that affects how Darnell Wright is able to go out there and do things. That affects what you see from Ryan Bates, who's stepping in playing center, but also has to figure out, okay, I'm back at right guard. Here we go. We got to make this happen. Coleman Shelton's like, I'm the center. Am I starting? Am I not starting? I think that the stability you see on one side is going to be a major benefit on that side. And it is a major concern to me on the offensive side of the ball, because That not having that stability, you can see, is really taking a toll early on the offensive line, with things like false start penalties, with jumping, with the cadence, with all of those things that Tevin Jenkins said we had ironed out, which I do think that you could see was ironed out until we saw Nate Davis not out there, which is why I have the concerns on Nate Davis that I do, which is why I'm wondering, right, like, do we see Matt Eberflus maybe make a very, very tough call this season and go, hey, look, we just don't need him. We just don't need him. I don't know if I'm there yet. I don't think that's a decision I think that Flus is going to make, but the question is there for me. But you've got some beasts on this defensive line, and I am excited to see how the Bears are going to be able to use them. Outside of that, I mean, listen, if I was going to grade today's practice, if I was going to say there was a winner and a loser, I would say, to me, based on my vantage point, I would say the offense won, but let's give it 51-49. I mean, just a really, really good, another really good back-and-forth practice, another really good showing defensively. I thought in the situational period, it was all the defense. I thought in some of the 11-on-11 today, it was the offense's day in 11-on-11, and that's good to see. Finally able to get touchdowns in that end, or when you're in that period where you're closer to the end zone than you were, right, just trying to move the ball up the field. I think that those are things that you absolutely can take away from this team. And I'll say it, Flus has had a really good training camp. I don't know how preseason will go, but he's had a really, really good training camp. We'll see what he ends up doing. But hey, I do want to know how you guys feel, man. Let me know in the comments below. I'll be down to talk with you guys as well. Let me know your thoughts on everything that I brought up today. Do you feel some concern over Nate Davis? Where do you think this offensive line is? What are your thoughts on the defensive line? And shout out to Caleb Williams for always showing some really good touch on that football today. I guess not always, but some really good touch on that football today. But hey, like I said, it's your boy Pat the Designer back at it again. Y'all stay safe out there, Chicago. Bear down.